This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. As usual, I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Arvini Baraj.
With you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. You got half an hour if you want to talk about the topic that we are discussing today, all about hustle culture. Is it productive or toxic? A quick recap. The word hustle is now used to describe a lifestyle popularized by influencers like Gary Vee, who defined it as maximizing every last bit of energy you have in order to produce. But is the hustle culture actually productive? Or is it putting all your energy into work a toxic endeavor? Any more messages?
No, not yet.
No? Okay. If you want to, folks, 018-789-8899 on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. Now then, Arvin, tell me how some people are using AI to figure out religious conflict. And what is the outcome of this?
On a lighter note.
On a lighter note, yes.
Yeah, this isn't going to be touchy at all.
Yeah, so people have been trying to figure out what causes religious conflict beyond just the religious part for like a long, long time. So
right.
A team of researchers from Oxford University, Boston University, and the University of Agder, Norway, they drew on theories from cognitive psychology and created AI agents that would mimic human behavior, including identification with a particular religion and alignment with group identity. So after programming the agents with different ages and ethnicities and running it millions of times, they found that conflict most often occurs when a majority religious group constitutes about 60% of the population and a minority group makes up 40%. So if the divide is small between the majority and the minority, that's when conflict happens. Because basically what happens is people bump into each other way too much.
Oh.
That is, yeah. So when someone is from a different group, let's say it's group A, bumps into a lot of people from group B and they don't exactly like each other, that's when conflict happens. But if there's a huge gap between the majority and the minority, then there's less chance for any kind of religious conflict.
So what,
or racial warfare.
Okay.
Yeah. So it says that they say our work shows that given two xenophobic groups that are close to equal in size and where individuals from one group can regularly encounter others from the opposite group, prolonged periods of mutually escalating anxiety can occur. In these anxious periods, people tend to use religion as a calming mechanism, which leads communities to become more religious. People are more prone to violence and anxiety when their sense of individual identity is tied up with a group, and that group is insulted or attacked by outsiders. Yeah. So, which is, for me, it's surprising, because I always thought that it happens when
there's a minority.
When there's a big difference.
Right.
But when you think about it, and when after they've run this like a bunch of times and the algorithm shows that it happens when they are almost equal in size, it's surprising. It shows that there's power on equal sides and there's opinions on equal sides. Mm-hmm. It's just differing opinions and one wants to trump the other.
Mm. I think it's interesting because this is specifically addressing conflict, because I think in situations where, let's say there's that kind of 80-20 ratio, that doesn't mean that the conflict isn't there, but I guess it means that there aren't enough people to instigate any kind of aggression or violence from, like, let's say the minority group, for example. And it also doesn't mean that the majority group isn't, let's say, targeting the minority group. You know, there are a lot of variables in there. I think this is specifically referring to, like, a clash or, like, a, you know, some sort of thing like that. I don't know. I'm genuinely surprised by this as well. I think that you know, in terms of conflict, we often think of it as I guess there's usually one kind of underdog, I suppose, and then there's usually one slightly bigger, more I guess influential group of people.
Yeah.
So this is weird to me. This doesn't really make a lot of sense in my head.
I mean, the thing I find interesting is that, you know, for a lot of these kind of simulations, that they run a few times, you know,
right.
And then a conclusion is drawn from just this was run millions of times.
Millions of times.
So it's fairly accurate.
Mm. Yeah. And what's even weirder than that is that it says that one of the researchers said that they were surprised at how little violence there was. So overall, the model led to conflict in just under 25% of the scenarios. So when conflict happens, even when these two different groups are like not even clashing, like meeting each other, mm-hmm. only 25% of the time violence happens. It just so happens that when it does happen, it's major violence.
It's major violence.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. They also say that, they say that, you know, there's always some improbable person or event that you cannot predict. And coincidentally, since the midterm elections are happening today,
right now.
They literally say that sometimes there's an anomaly like a Donald Trump that gets thrown into the machine. And when that happens, that sort of stirs up everything in that country. And then you cannot actually use AI to predict. Because he says that you can run this millions of times, but it's run on something that's predictable. A Donald Trump situation is not predictable. Mm. It's something that no one would have seen coming. And as long as he's in power, then it's difficult for even machines and algorithms to predict what's going to happen in places like the US when it comes to conflict and clashes and warfare, stuff like that, and difference of opinions.
And we're talking about this as the primaries
as the midterm happens. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, time to take a short break then, folks. Sorry, go on, Arv.
Can I just add one thing?
Of course you can. Yeah.
So,
please do.
So this just keeps getting weirder and weirder. So the AI, this is worrying because the AI says that the only way to stop conflict or to sort of make it not happen as much is it suggests that both physical barriers between groups and greater distance between them would reduce interactions and so the likelihood of conflict.
You're talking about the war, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh,
so
no.
The researchers came out and said that in practice, such a policy would create moral concerns about separating and confining groups based on identity, as well as whether dividing groups based on religion should be a goal in any society, which it shouldn't be. But when they ran this millions of times, literally, it came up to the conclusion that separating people would be the best solution at the moment.
That's not what we want to hear.
No.
Wow.
No, and from a machine.
Sometimes I hate AI. Right. Okay, we're going to have to take a short break. We've got a music segment coming up now. We've got T-Rex with Hot Love first, followed by Green Day with Welcome to Paradise. When we come back, our final story of the day, it's about IBM's Watson, now offering career coaching to hourly employees. If you do have something to comment regarding the hustle culture, please do let us know. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or get us on Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. We'll be back in just a few minutes. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.